Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are so back right here on the Pack a Day Radio Show. Thanks so much for joining us today. I am overjoyed to be joined by the one and only Eric Edelm, lead draft writer for NFL.com. You can find him on social media at Eric Edelm. Eric, I know that this is an insanely busy time of year for you, so thank you so much for taking the time. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, man, everything's good. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. A wonderful time of year, obviously a very busy time of year, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I just wanted to ask you, obviously you're writing for NFL.com. This is a very busy time. What does this time of year look like for you as you're trying to cover all of these prospects? I saw you put an amazing top 100 board together recently. What does this time of year look for you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the hay is in the barn as far as like watching tape. And I mean, you're obviously still collecting information. There's some guys who have some medical information. Like last year, you know, Cooper DeJean was working out right around now and probably affected his draft spot a little bit. And the Eagles were the beneficiaries. So, you know, there's still some late developing things that do happen. But yeah, it's sort of about calling around and trying to figure out what you can figure out. But every year I remind myself, don't get sort of distracted by the shiny objects, right? The stuff you heard at the combine every year in and year out, ends up being the most valuable information. And we try to get sort of, we get thrown off a little by misdirection this time of year in the last few stages. So try to keep principled if I can here.
It's good advice because, yes, this is misinformation season and teams trying to throw everyone off the scent of what they're actually trying to do. And, yes, that combine season where it seems like everyone is talking about everything seems to be the you know, time that you can actually gain a lot of that information. Yeah. So that's probably sage advice. As you've gone through this, you've done unbelievable work kind of detailing a lot of these prospects, going through the class as a whole, gathering that information. What are your overall impressions of this 2025 NFL draft class? I hear all the time of like it's a starter draft. It's not a star draft. I feel like we kind of do this somewhat every single year, but what are your overall impressions of this class?
Yeah, that's probably a good way to phrase it. Starter draft, not star draft. I mean, I think if you were to, you know, try to list the number of true blue chip prospects who would be almost locks as guaranteed top 10 picks every year, in any draft, you drop these guys into any draft class, they're probably going to be top 10 or 12 picks. And, you know, outside of Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter, you know, the list is hard to fill in. I mean, there just really aren't that many true, clear-cut, blue-chip guys this year. But I do think there is depth of certain positions, defensive line group, both interior and exterior, which I know is something Green Bay fans are, you know, kind of keeping an eye on. That's a strong group, as strong as we've seen in a while. tight end could be a terrific year. That may not apply quite as much to the Packers, but running back is certainly a class that I think we'll stack up with some of the better years we've had recently. So, you know, other positions, you have to kind of sort through it a little bit. It's not quite as deep at corner as we normally would see. Offensive tackle has some talent for sure, but it drops off after a certain point. Quarterback is a mixed bag, and, you know, maybe we're talking ourselves into some of these guys a little bit. There is some depth to it, but I don't know that there's, you know, that many guaranteed star passers in this class. So, yeah, a little bit of a grab bag, if you will, but every year there's talent. So, you know, there's really no excuse. You'd have a hard time going back and finding a draft that didn't offer some kind of value, at least at one or two positions at the very least.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how that plays out and, you know, what teams navigate this, you know, really focusing on those positions of depth and maybe other ones that maybe go a little big game hunting and try to find some diamonds in the rough. I think that's going to be an interesting aspect of it, especially in this first round, but certainly as the draft goes on as well. You kind of mentioned some of these, but as you kind of go through, it seems like, again, defensive line is a value type of, you know, pick in this draft, or at least there's depth in that position. What are some of the true weaknesses at positions in this draft, and what are maybe some of the stronger ones?
Yeah, I mean, I would say safety and linebacker are probably two of the thinner groups. Now, I mean, the safety class, I think, has kind of grown on me. It's a tricky position for me personally. It's one that I've sort of struggled more with than maybe than other positions to evaluate. But I would say, you know, because I take a lot of my information from, you know, my sources, the people that I've grown to trust and, you know, sort of build relationships with. I mean, you know, even they can misfire on these guys. I think intelligence is so important at that position, and that's really a hard thing to quantify when it comes to learning and absorbing an NFL defense. So, you know, linebacker, it's a changing position, obviously. It's going to depend on the scheme anyway, but just the number of sheer talents at that spot are pretty thin. Interior offensive line, you know, I know that it probably includes some college tackles who are shifting inside. So it's, again, a little bit murky, but, you know, the number of centers who could probably go in the first 100 picks, I don't know, 3, 4, you know, at the sure. most. You know, so just as there's certain spots that you look at and you say, it's not the best year to need somebody at one of those.
No, and thankfully for Green Bay, you know, safety, linebacker, two positions they really have no need for at the moment.
Yeah.
Center, another one. They just moved Elton Jenkins inside. You know, used to pick on Jacob Monk last year. They have a couple other guys who can play center if needed. So that ends up working out very, very well for Green Bay in that capacity. We're being joined by Eric Edelm, lead draft writer for NFL.com. You can find him on social media at Eric_Edelm. Eric, as we enter into the draft next week, what are some of the storylines, especially in round one, that you're sort of most intrigued by to see how they play out?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're starting to feel pretty, you know, there's going to be some surprises along the way, but, you know, the first 7 or 8 picks may not be giant mysteries. You know, I know there's still some quarterback buzz at some of these spots from, you know, after the Titans pick Cam Ward, when does the second one go off? That really could depend on what New Orleans does at 9. You know, it was funny because I noticed that the Saints were spending a little extra time looking at quarterbacks, and this is before the Derek Carr news broke, so that kind of caught my eye, and then obviously there was a little more context as to what they were doing and planning for. So, you know, the fact that this injury news sort of breaks now has pumped a little life into the top of this draft a little bit in terms of how desperate are the Saints, and also how desperate, like, for instance, if the Browns and Giants both pass on quarterbacks at 2 and 3 respectively, how eager are they to try to move up from their early second round picks or use other assets to try to get into that quarterback derby? And what happens if, you know, does one of those teams even think about jumping ahead of New Orleans? I suspect that's probably out of play, but, you know, that where that first or second domino falls, I suppose, after Ward, that is really going to kind of help shape the middle part of the first round a little bit. And, you know, we still don't know about Pittsburgh, Aaron Rodgers, right? We haven't heard a word on that. I mean, you know, that those sort of 3 or 4 teams right there have big question marks right there. And it's, again, I don't think it's a great quarterback class, but Jalen Milroe's really excited some people. He's going to be up there in Green Bay. I mean, he's, you know, we've seen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Second round players go up to the draft. We've seen third rounders be invited to the draft before, so don't read too much into it. But, you know, the fact that he's there, now Shadur may have turned his invitation down, I'm not sure, but it certainly tells you that there's some fascination around the league about this guy, even if his passing remains a work in progress. He's an electric athlete who, you know, has outstanding football character and might end up being, you know, the third or fourth quarterback drafted. So that how the order of the quarterbacks and when they start coming off the board, you know, it certainly applies to the non-quarterback teams out there, too, who are waiting to see, you know, hey, we'd love to see two or three go ahead of our pick. Will that happen? That's the big question. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we played the clip yesterday too, but in the back of I think everyone's mind has to be that Michael Penix, you know, situation last year where you just get some, you know, taking him way earlier than you expect, and if all of a sudden, you know, Jalen Milroe or Shadur Sanders goes a lot earlier, it could certainly change the calculus of the rest of that draft, especially as some of these quarterback needy teams are looking at one, and maybe you do get a Milroe or one of these guys going later round one. It could be very interesting to see again, like you said, how those dominoes fall at that quarterback position. You're listening live to the Pack-A-Day Radio show right here, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, live on the Fan Studios. We're being joined by Eric Edelm, of course. Follow him on social media at Eric_Edelm. All right, Green Bay, Wisconsin is hosting this NFL draft. Eric, what are your expectations for what this is going to look like in our little small town of Green Bay?
I've been up there many times. I have friends who live up in the area. I've been to games. I've been there at, you know, peak Green Bay fever. Which makes me sad that I won't be up there. This is the first year in 3 or 4 years that I won't be attending the draft, just sort of a scheduling conflict thing. But, I mean, I think it's uniquely built for this type of event. Now, Detroit last year was fantastic in terms of buzz, energy. The downtown area was completely jammed. I will say it wasn't great trying to get around. They had the thing blocked off about 9 city blocks, and, you know, trying to get around that and through checkpoints and whatnot. It's a little different than previous cities, so that was tough. But Kansas City had a similar feel 2 years ago. You know, it was a confined downtown area right near kind of the plaza down there where a lot of people, you know, go out to bars and restaurants. But obviously Green Bay in the setup with – which is one of one. I don't think you can compare it to anything other than maybe, you know, Wrigley Field in Chicago in terms of the neighborhood type layout or whatever. I can't wait to hear how it is. Again, I wish I was going to be able to make it up there even for a day or two. But, this is, I think, for a lot of people who haven't been to a game at Lambeau or haven't been up there before, at least you get a kind of a sliver of the vibe that happens on a game day. And I think it'll end up being one of the more successful draft environments we've had.
fingers crossed. I know a lot of really great people are working really hard to make it as epic as it can possibly be. And I think they're going to pull it off, and I think it's going to be amazing. And a lot of people are going to get a taste of Green Bay and Wisconsin and all the amazing aspects of it. So I'm excited about that part to, you know, see, you know, just this town kind of thrive. And I think it's ready for it. All right, Eric. The big question from a Packers standpoint, of course, is what they're going to potentially do at pick 23. Well, who do you see as some potential options, and where could Green Bay go at that spot?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be curious to see if there's – I don't think there's going to be a ton of movement in the first round. I mean, you know, we haven't had any trades happen yet. This is the first time I think we've entered draft month with everybody owning their original picks. So, you know, really interesting to see that. Does it trigger movement? Is it going to end up being the same? Assuming they stay at 23, the two positions that, well, maybe three positions that have sort of garnered the most buzz for them, I would say would be D-line. And again, I'm probably lumping the interior guys and the exterior as well. You know, there have been talk about them adding a pass rusher this offseason, never really happened. Wide receiver, obviously with Christian Watson's status, do kind of lack that deep threat a little bit. And whether you can count on him long-term or not, that's a big concern. But then also corner. You know, those are the three positions that I've been kind of focused on when I've done these exercises. I think a receiver is in play, but I think if the right cornerback or the right pass rusher were there, I believe they'd pounce. So, you know, does a top player, top corner like Will Johnson fall because he didn't run a 40 or because of injury concerns? It's possible. He didn't play a lot of football last year. You know, this is a player that routinely had gone top 10 in mocks because of what he did in 2023. But as the process has gone on, his status has kind of cooled a little bit. You know, the two edge rushers who possibly could be in that range, you know, Mykel Williams, I could see being a top 10 or 12 pick. I could also see him kind of slipping through the cracks if people feel like, you know, there are more dependable options out there. He's one that I would at least say, if he's in range, you got to consider him. He fits all the Green Bay boxes, I would think.
Yep.
The one who doesn't is Donovan Ezriaku, but because of his connection to Jeff Hafley, and, you know, because he does have some length, he's got those 34-inch arms, he has bulked up to around the 250 range. You know, I guess you'd sort of say he's in the Brenton Cox range. You know, there are some comps on the roster, but, you know, he's kind of the wild card for me in that position. So does Hafley's influence push the pick in that direction? I don't know, you know, but it also probably depends on whether Arizona's Tet McMillan or Matthew Golden, the receiver out of Texas, are they still on the board? Have they gone off already? That's certainly, I mean, at 23, it's a little hard to project, but that's kind of how I'd map it out. Those are some of the players that I'm kind of kicking around for that for my final mock.
And looking at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, the odds right now, defensive lineman / edge plus 110, corner plus 135, nothing else is even close. Wide receiver plus 750, offensive lineman plus 950. So, yeah, those are the top ones for sure, it would seem like.
Yep. Yeah.
All right,
I mean, again, defense makes the most sense, but, again, you never know if somebody unexpectedly falls or there's a sort of change of events. You never know.
That's the beauty of the NFL draft for sure. Yeah. All right, Eric, a couple quick things before we get you out of here. Just quick, we all have our guys that we really like in our draft as we study the process. Who are a couple of your guys that you just have loved to study and are huge fan of going into this draft?
Yeah, I think one of them is Mason Taylor, the LSU tight end. I mean, tight end's one of those slower developing positions, but I think in 3 years you could look back and say, boy, this kid's something special, you know, and maybe not too terribly different from a Tucker Kraft and how he plays a little bit, but Jason Taylor's kid, his father-in-law, Zach Thomas, pretty good football family there to grow up in. And, you know, still so young, not even 21 years old, natural receiver, great body control and, you know, sort of balance and instincts and all those things. And, you know, he's never going to be a true inline blocker, but I think he has all the chops to be a receiving threat. And then on the defensive side of the ball, a guy I like maybe a little more than others, and, you know, my opinion only matters so much, but I like Andrew Makuba, a safety out of Texas, who's a little thin. You know, safeties under 190 pounds historically don't have a huge success rate in the NFL, but he's close. He's right there. He's got some length, too. He can play a little corner. He can play a little nickel. He's a big hitter for a leaner guy, and he's got, you know, great ball skills at the catch point. He meets the guy, times up his hands really well. So I don't know. He's just one of those players that sort of kind of caught my eye throughout the process and felt like he's been undersold a little bit, but probably a day two pick, maybe in round three or something like that.
Well, I'm going to go jump on the Andrew Mukuba tape as soon as we are done here, Eric. But before I get you out of here, I've been asking everyone, prediction at pick 23. I know it's an impossible task, but I'm going to ask you nonetheless, who is your prediction for the Packers at pick 23, assuming they stay there?
Yeah, I mean, again, all those scenarios I laid out were kind of dependent on somebody falling. If Ezriaku is there, I wouldn't rule it out. I know he doesn't fit the typical benchmarks for what they seek at edge, but it seems like they've maybe loosened some of those a little bit. You know, Jaden Reed didn't technically fit those. I know he's a slot, but still, I mean, again, different positions and all that, but I wouldn't be shocked by that. That may not be the name that everybody's putting there, but again, it's so dependent on how things fall. I don't know that, you know, a true top 10 prospect, like a Shamar, well, I don't know, top 10, but
I gotcha.
Somebody that Shamar Stewart or like that is going to fall, or Mykel Williams. It just feels like it's a little too far, and I believe at least one, if not both, the receivers could be off by that point. So don't rule it out. I'm just throwing it out there.
We've had eight different people come on and make their prediction. We have eight different predictions at this point. Yes, it's absolutely amazing. Shamar Stewart, Trey Amos, Max Hairston, Josh Simmons, Derek Harmon, Matthew Golden, Emeka Egbuka, and now Donovan Ezeraku. So this is amazing. We'll see if we can go 9 for 9 tomorrow. I cannot thank you enough, Eric. I know this is an insanely busy time for you. Enjoy the entirety of the draft. Where can we find all of your incredible work, and what do you got coming out in this next week or so?
Yeah, NFL.com. Final mock comes out. I'll be really busy on draft weekend doing pick-by-pick analysis for rounds 2 through 7. Can you believe that? Just check on me. Make sure I'm alive on Sunday morning, all right?
I will absolutely do so. Go follow him at Eric_Edholm. Find him over at NFL.com as well. Eric, thank you a ton. Enjoy draft weekend. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, man. See ya.
I appreciate it. This is the Packaday Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We'll be right back right after this.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.